by the Eldritch McNulty passed down to you, Teddy, our family's ball. This very same ball that has been in our family since I was only a... This money will now be yours to throw and catch and roll until another McNulty is born. Do you accept this responsibility?
Lasky, McNulty.
And that's checkmate. I win again.
Gal. Careful, itchheads.
So, Lasky, I thought you were going to bring your rugrat today.
I did. He's right over there with the other kids. Now, come on, let's play already.
Hold your horses. I've got to get mine settled. What's with your queen there?
It's that grandson of mine. An angel, that Gabriel. Except he's teething right now. Just wants to chew on everything. Now, are we here to play, or are we here to play?
All right, all right. Okay, Lasky, prepare to lose.
From you.
Oh, but I couldn't have broke your ball. I'm just a baby.
You know, popping our ball must have been pretty tough. Pickles might be telling the truth.
Yeah, it was that other kid. Oh, that kid with the one tooth. He broke your ball and he bited it. Oh, then he bited the top right off my bottle.
Oh, yeah? Where is this kid with one tooth? I don't see anybody.
No, he...
You just made the whole thing up to save yourself. You make me sick.
Listen, Teddy, I'm sorry your ball get it popped, but I didn't do it.
Don't waste your bread, Pickles. You're gonna stay right here till you admit what you did and say you're sorry to my brothers and to the McNulty's that ain't even been born yet.
I'm not staying sorry for something I didn't do. And while I'm here, there's a kid out there who's gonna pop the other kid's balls.
Yeah, right. Come on, guys. Let's go play. He's not going anywhere.
Sorry. What? Are you here to play or to look at my pretty face?
Oh, Guys, the ball popper is escaping! Got us a missing pickle. I want a baby by baby search of a whole playground. What? That one tooth kid was here, and he got that way. I just need something to poke in here so I can pull him off. I got it.
I found something. Pickles must have dropped it.
This is what he must have used to pop our ball.
I guess you was right. It was Pickles.
He ain't over here.
If only I had my screwdriver. One tooth kid. He was here. He must have went this way. Okay. These are all the ways out of the park. If we put a McNulty at all of them, then he can't get away.
What about the potty?
He could be hiding in there.
No, I mean, I need to go potty.
Well, check for him while you're in there. Attaboy!
Scrappy!
Timmy! He's still around here somewheres, but where?
Now that he's got the cuffs off, he could be anywheres.
It's him! I'll get you!
Looky there! Last Sprout's playing Follow the Leader with the McNulty Boys.
Yippee. Check!
With your lying, Pickles. You're coming with me, and we're gonna tell everybody you're a dirty ball popper. He's getting away! Hey, kid!
Yeah? What do you want?
You know, you got me in lots of trouble, and you shouldn't bite other kids' stuff. It's wrong.
You don't know what you're talking about. This tooth hurts worse than diaper rash. It's driving me crazy.
Well, that don't mean that you can go around hurting other babies.
There he is.
We got you now, Pickles.
No, you don't understand. This isn't...
And I didn't hurt that kid with a ball. He fell over. Yeah. I just wanted his ball because this tooth, it hurts so bad, I had to bite something.
Hey, that's the kid who must have done the popping. And he's got that one tooth, just like Pickles said.
Hey, Pickles wasn't lying. Let's get him.
Oh, you guys, no.
Got it. tooth coming in too. And it does hurt really bad.
That's check and mate. I win.
You win? I'll tell you what you won. Cheer of the century. That's what you won.
You can't prove anything.
Danged if I can't. Why, three of those pawns are checkers.
Tolya, he cheats.
In here? Hello?
Lois? It's your cousin Miriam. I know it's short notice, but I got my regular poker game this afternoon, and Myra Zuckerman's out with something intestinal. How'd you like to be a fourth?
Not me. The last time I played cards with you, you cheated. Besides, I'm watching the kids today. I can't play.
Oh, it's probably out of your league anyway. We play for very big money. Sometimes the pots can get up over $100.
Well, if your pots are that big, then I guess I could bring the kids along. I'll see you in 15. Kids, we're gonna go visit Aunt Miriam.
How come your Aunt Miriam got big pots?
For cooking stuff, I guess.
One time, my mommy and daddy take us to something called a potluck, and everybody brings different food. I wonder what your grandpa's gonna bring.
Let's go, kids. Time's a-wasting.
I guess he's bringing us.
Oh, Tommy, you cutie pie. You're getting to be such a big boy. I'm glad you could make it, Lou. Come on in and meet the girls.
Now you kids play nice while Grandpa Lou takes your Aunt Miriam's for all she's got.
Hey guys, look at all the pretty stuff. Aunt Miriam and her friends sure are funny looking.
Hello.
You sure you can handle a pot this big, Louis?
Don't you worry yourself about me, Mims.
They're talking about that big pot again.
Whatever they're gonna cook in it, I don't think I want to eat any.
Me either.
What a handsome young fellow.
Reel it in there, Sheila. This old fish ain't gonna be tugging on your line. Now let's play cards.
How come their skin is all saggy? I don't think these are regular grandmas at all. I think they're alien grandmas.
But if they're alien grandmas and not real grandmas, then what are they gonna cook in their pot?
Hi, guys, what you doing? Oh. Hey, aren't these ladies nice?
No! Is that your hand on my knee?
What are you talking about? My hands are right here.
Well, who do we have here?
That's Chucky. He's my grandson Tommy's friend.
Well, he is just adorable. Now look at this one, Flossie. Couldn't you just eat him up? He's absolutely delicious.
Oh, no. They're going to eat Chucky.
What, your grandpa wouldn't eat Chucky, Woody?
He probably doesn't know what's going on. Oh, that happens a lot.
All right, you ladies have stalled long enough. Quit fussing with the kid and let's play cards.
Look at the little sprigs. They're bored. Didn't you bring them any toys to play with? Well, I'm gonna get the baby something to play with. Aren't you the sweetest little thing?
Shouldn't we better tell Chucky they're gonna put him in the pot and eat him for lunch?
We can't do that, Lillian. He'll turn that funny white color and start crying.
Jill's right. We'll have to save them ourselves.
Wow, these ladies really like me.
I sure do, Chucky.
Here you go, kids. Have fun.
Hey, look at me, guys. I'm Soup.
Read 'em and weep, girls. Three jacks.
Not so fast there, cuz. Three queens!
You're cheating!
Oh, quit being a sore loser, Lewis. He was always a sore loser.
Cause you were always cheating!
And his memory's starting to go, too! But don't worry, Lewis. You just prattle on while I go get us some food. Come on, kids. Want to help your old Aunt Miriam find these nice ladies something to eat?
No, Chucky, you can't go.
Ride out, Tommy.
Because your shoes are untied.
But my shoes are always untied. I'm going to go help Aunt Miriam. Bye.
What are we going to do, Tommy?
We got to save them.
Okay, kids, these snacks are for you. Especially you, Chucky. You're my best little helper and a bit too skinny, I might add. But no worry, Aunt Mims will fat you up.
Oh, no. They're going to make Chucky fat before they eat him, so there'll be enough for everybody.
What do we do?
We can't let him eat that food.
These are jelly in the middle.
What's the holdup, Blue? Are you in or out?
All right, enough with the chatter. Just give me another 50.
Miriam, I thought you put food out.
I did, darling. It's right. Gosh, those munchkins must have had some empty bellies. Well, I'll just get some more.
Do it.
Hey, what happened to all the food?
We ate it all, Chucky.
Boy, you guys must have really been hungry. But that's okay. I'll just get you guys some more snacks from the kitchen.
There's my little helper. You kids really gobbled up those snacks. No matter. Aunt Miriam will just whip up some more cookies. Oh, dear.
Oh, no. It might be too late. I think she's getting ready to cook them.
Quick, we have to get them out of there.
Now, where did he go?
Why'd you drag me out of there? Aunt Miriam needs me. I'm her little helper.
We wanted to play hide-and-seek, and you're our bestest hider, Chucky. So all three of us are gonna look for you.
Okay. This is kind of weird. I don't think we ever played it with three lookers and one hider. Hey! You guys are peeking. You're not even counting, either.
One.
Girls, all the same color.
Oh, Sheila, that's so pretty.
Isn't that pretty, Lou?
You're dealing off the bottom of the deck. Ooh, they're all in this together.
Louis, I'm surprised at you.
All right, then. One hand, winner takes all. What do you say we settle this once and for all, Mims?
You're on, Louis. Ladies.
Women.
Come on, we gotta stop Chucky from getting cooked.
Now, whoever wins this game gets the whole pot. Right, ladies?
Oh, no. That means the winner gets to eat Chucky.
What are we gonna do?
Well, my grandpa would never eat Chucky, so we're gonna have to make sure he wins.
How do we do that?
I think the winner is the one who gets most of those cards. We gotta get as many as we can from my grandpa.
To
supposed to be hiding. You're supposed to be looking.
No, Chucky, not now. You gotta go back and hide.
Why?
You see?
'Cause the grown-ups are gonna eat ya. Oh, what are you talking about?
These ladies want to put you in their pot and cook you for lunch.
That's the craziest thing I ever heard. They just like me.
We heard them talking, Chucky. They said you was delicious and they could eat you up.
They was just being nice.
Oh, yeah? Then why'd they put on all these pots and pans?
For us to play with? And look at your shirt. Well, she doesn't. She said that she said she was gonna make cookies. Ah! I don't want to be eaten. I probably don't even taste very good.
Ah! What's wrong, Scout?
Lois, you cheated.
What are you talking about? What? You framed me. That pot is mine. I'm taking it and going home. Come on, kids.
It worked, guys! Grandpa won the pot! Chucky saved!
Yay! I'm not going to be eaten!
Look, Lou, no hard feelings. So, I cheated you 60 years ago. Now we're even. Can we count you in for next week?
Now's Thursday. Dee Dee and Stu will be out for the night so we can play at my place.